This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that national interests cannot be compromised just to meet trade agreement deadlines. The minister said trade agreements should be win-win for both sides. Mr. Goyal was speaking at the 9th Global Technology Summit in New Delhi yesterday, where he highlighted the opportunities that lie ahead for India in reshaping global trade, especially with trusted partners such as the United States. Speaking on free trade agreements, the minister stated that while timelines are aspirational, national interests cannot be compromised to meet trade agreement deadlines, asserting that it must be equitable, fair and mutually beneficial.
In the case of free trade agreements, these are indicative timelines. We aspire for those timelines. But end of the day, it has to be a win-win for both sides. It has to be a fair, equitable and balanced solution. Just to meet a deadline, you cannot compromise national interest.
The center has operationalized a dedicated global tariff and trade help desk to assist stakeholders in navigating emerging trade issues. The Commerce and Industry Ministry, in a statement, said that the help desk will look into issues relating to import and export challenges, import surges or dumping, logistics or supply chain challenges, financial or banking issues, and regulatory or compliance issues, among others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the United States. Replying to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of Tahawwur Hussain Rana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, Dr. Jaishankar said, "This is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of the attacks." Mr. Rubio, in his post, said, U.S. extradited Tahawwur Rana to India to face charges for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervour. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging the Hanuman temples since early morning to offer prayers. Heavy rush of people is being seen at the Prachin Hanuman temple at Connaught Place in New Delhi. Hanuman Chalisa, Sundarkand and Akhand Ramayana are being recited at the temples on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended wishes to countrymen on Hanuman Jayanti. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that with the blessings of Sankat Mochan Lord Hanuman, may all people remain healthy, happy and prosperous in life. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit the historic Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra this morning to pay homage to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj on the occasion of the Warrior King's 345th death anniversary. Mr. Shah arrived in Pune last night. The Union Minister will attend the 75th anniversary celebrations of the Gujarati publication in Mumbai in the evening. In West Bengal, normal life was disrupted due to protests against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 across various parts of the state yesterday. BSF personnel have been deployed in affected areas to control the situation. Meanwhile, the BJP has accused the West Bengal government of using the issue to divert attention from pressing matter like the SSC scam. Leader of the opposition, Suvendu Adhikari, alleged that violence and looting are taking place under the guise of protests. Iran and the United States will begin crucial talks in Oman today to reach a nuclear deal in an effort to ease tensions and avert another conflict in West Asia. The Iranian delegation will be led by country's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, while U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff will represent the American side. Omani Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi will act as intermediary. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has given Iran a two-month deadline to accept a deal that will lead to Iran shrinking its nuclear footprint or eliminating its program altogether. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will host Gujarat Titans in Lucknow from 3:30 p.m. While in the second clash of the day, Punjab Kings will face home team Sunrisers Hyderabad in Hyderabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.